Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and Beauty and the Geek had their big grand finale. By the way, switch if you don't want a spoiler, but we have the winner on the line, Carly. Heavy favourite, pretty much for the whole season. And let's be honest, we kind of fell in love with him. Aaron joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me. Well,
oh, I love you, Aaron.
We have a one Carly per show policy now. It got a little confusing last time.
It did. Aaron, congratulations in all seriousness. Just amazing. Like $100,000. That's huge.
Such a surreal feeling. It hasn't continued yet, to be honest.
No, really? You filmed this ages ago. Did you film like multiple endings and then like last night it was a legit surprise? Or did you know the whole time?
Well, let's just say we were really good at keeping secrets.
Well, It's funny you say that because Carly and I were just chatting off air about the fact that Sportsbet has had you as a favourite pretty much the whole season, which means someone has spoke, Aaron. Someone has leaked out a little information. Do you have any suspicions who it is?
I have no idea, to be honest. I have no idea how this sports bet stuff works. So, I'm definitely the last person you should be coming to regarding this.
Okay, because I was thinking Sophie Monk. I think it's a side hustle.
Now, Aaron, you and Carly were just so beautiful to watch this whole series, and it was so cool to see you kind of come into your own.
Yes.
And you've almost spoken about how you feel like a new and confident person with this new version of yourself. Are you ready to start dating? Because I can imagine there'd be a few girls sliding into the DMs.
Like before, the old me would have said, no. But the new me is like, because, you know, I've come and finished with all this confidence, all these new skills I've learned from Carly and everyone and all the other cast members. And, you know, I'm just equipped with all the skills and knowledge and I'm ready to go.
Well, not only have you gained confidence, but you've also gained a little bit of extra cash in the bank account. What are you planning on doing with your winnings?
So my share is going towards fixing my teeth, as I'm sure you saw last night.
Mm-hmm.
The teeth was a really big part of one of my main insecurities. So this is going to go a long way.
That's awesome.
Into helping me out with that.
See, I would have pegged it for you spending all the money on trains. So, you know, but maybe there'll be a little bit left over.
Well, because whatever's left over, I'm planning to use to fly around to catch up with everyone.
Oh, well, yeah, Carly is based in WA, so will we see you over here in WA visiting Carly soon?
That is on the cards. I am planning to go over to WA to see Carly. We're going to go to Rotto.
Yeah. You can go on the Australian train as well from Perth to Bunbury if you really want an adventure. Aaron, before we let you go, I'm just curious. We see, obviously, all the niceness side of you. Is there a dark side to you? Is there something that we don't want, that you don't want us to see? Is there something that ticks you off or gets you mad?
Well, I think the night challenge when the ice cream machine's broken.
Okay. All right. Ice cream chair. All right, there you go.
I feel like you're only human in getting mad at a broken ice cream machine.
I agree. Aaron, congratulations to you winning Beauty and the Geek, and thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for having me.